You're listening to SBS News.
Surrounded by untouched coastal wilderness on the southwest tip of the York Peninsula in South Australia, Indigenous elders gather to bury their ancestors. For two decades, the remains of 38 deceased Noongar people were on display in a South Australian museum. Now they have been returned to country and have been laid to rest on a designated piece of land. It's been a long journey, some of the ancestors more than 100 years old. They've finally returned home, and the Kaurna and Noongar elders put on a smoking ceremony to formally recognise the repatriation. Kaurna Noongar man and elder Geoffrey Newchurch says it was a momentous and emotional day that will allow the process of healing to begin. He says the burial ground should become a part of educating others.
A long time coming day with the Noongar to, you know, to actually be back on country, returning our old people. You know, it's a very emotional time for me and for other members of my community. And only together can you heal. Alone, it carries that angst, carries that trauma. So when we do repat, we do it together and we're innovated. We comfort each other, start to do education lessons. We can start to do, you know, cultural awareness, a better understanding, not only for our own people, our younger people, our elders, but also for those that have partaken here. And we can tell that journey to others, you know.
At the emotional and intimate ceremony, one by one, boxes full of bones and other remains were placed in large underground holes and covered in dirt. Noongar woman Lynette Newchurch took part in the burial.
Yeah, knowing that they was in boxes, just sitting on shelves in institutions, you know, that's heartbreaking, knowing that your ancestors are there. And, yeah, it's not right. They should never be there, sitting like that. All people should be laid to rest so that they got peace and they're free, their spirits. It was emotional, but it was a really good day and knowing that they was put to rest.
In the 1940s, an illegal worldwide market traded First Nations people's remains, many taken from Australia. The Indigenous Repatriation Program began in 2011 and has so far led to the return of more than 1,400 ancestral remains and more than 1,200 coming from the United Kingdom. Doug Malera is chair of the Dilba-Garanda Innes National Park Co-Management Board. He says he will continue to work with the federal government to bring more remains home.
We look forward to really doing more of that and to ensure that no one gets left behind. We hear the story that some of our ancestors that did go to the city or to Adelaide for treatment or to be imprisoned never came home. You know, and so we find that. There was an unscrupulous pathologist back in the day that was selling the remains of our ancestors to overseas institutions for £10 per person, you know, and that's heartbreaking to hear that sort of story. And so we've wanting to ensure that those that have been sold overseas or, eventually traded in other through museums overseas, that we want to bring those old people back to country.
The Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. has also held the remains of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. They were ancestors whose bones were taken from Australia so they could be studied in the United States. In July this year, after years of lobbying by the Australian government, the museum formally returned the remains of 25 ancestors to their Aboriginal communities. Representatives from Noongar and Kaurna travelled to Washington, D.C. to assist in bringing them home to South Australia. The U.S. has now returned more than 125 Aboriginal ancestors to their families. 100 Noongar ancestors are still on shelves at the South Australia Museum awaiting reburial. John Carty, who is the head of humanities at the South Australia Museum, attended the burial on York Peninsula. He says this is the beginning of a long process of repatriation.
On behalf of the museum and on behalf of the people of South Australia, you know, we're here today to say sorry. We're here to help our Noongar brothers and sisters bury their ancestors and in doing that to to show and to bear witness to the sort of racist and dehumanising ideas that had those ancestors taken into museums and universities both in Australia and around the world. And that's why we're here today, is to say sorry and to bring them home.
Indigenous communities say they won't rest until all their ancestors are home. Danielle Robertson, SBS News.